Hello, boys and girls, children of all ages. Welcome to another episode of me telling you the way the world is through my eyes, which is pretty scary, actually. Today I'm going to talk to you about Twitter, because most people who know me through my relationship with Twitter. I have several thousand followers, which is no big deal, because some people have several million. However, I will tell you that a lot of the followers I have are pretty dang good. I've got quite a reputation, and actually for almost 6 months at one point in my Twitterdom, I was ranked in the top 100 for almost every month, which was bizarre. I was the top person in my state for all those months as well. I received a phone call from my daughter saying, "Mom, what are you doing and why are you number one?" And I said, "I don't know, but I'm going to keep doing whatever it is that I'm doing because I have no idea why I'm even doing it." Now, I got started on Twitter kind of by accident. My daughter, elder daughter, actually called me one day, and we're going to call her Teela J. Brown because that's who she is on Twitter. That's TeelaJBrown. Feel free to follow her and torment her like I do. Thank you. She called me one day and said, "Mom, I belong to this new place." She's like, "It's really cool. You should go check it out." And I'm like, "Okay, fine." Now, you'd have to understand, my daughter has been a computer guru most all of her life. And she was, you know, the very growing pains, birth pangs of the internet as it was really, really blossoming. In fact, she was one of the first people who did the 7 degrees of separation with Kevin Bacon. She was on the inner circle of that, and actually was a number one because she had actually met Kevin Bacon one-on-one, which was pretty bizarre in itself, but I digress. Okay, so back to Twitter. So she called me and she's like, "Mom, this place is so cool, but you can only type 144 characters at a time." Well, my mind could not wrap around 144 characters. It didn't mean anything to me. I was like, "Oh, okay, 144 characters. What could that possibly be?" So anyway, I go up to this little place called Twitter back in the old days, back when it was just kind of white pages, and you would see the ever popular Mighty Fail Whale come up on a regular basis, by the way. And I joined up and I started tweeting. And my first tweets were like everybody's first tweets. It was kind of like, "Hi, I'm making coffee. Okay, coffee went through. Now I'm going to the bathroom." That kind of stuff was how I started on Twitter. And then I decided I would write things like Ode to Coffee, which I did in the very, very beginning, and it's gotten very popular to where now it's a hashtag kind of thing. I also came up with Twitches, one of my very prized things. All kinds of twa words, which I won't go into some of them because it would be too embarrassing for me to say it out loud. It's okay if I type at 144 characters, but saying it out loud is not a good thing. So anyway, I've become fairly recognized is the words I want to use for being on Twitter. I have gotten a few jobs because of being on Twitter. None of them paid a darn thing, but people wanted me because I was Sweet Note. And I also dubbed myself the Midwest Sweet Note Cowgirl Barbie because for this one day, I had a really good day, and I go up to singsnap.com and I sing stuff up there. And after you sing a song, they've got this thing that says take your picture so that you've got this picture to go with the thing. So I did. I took a picture and it was me in this little cowgirl hat. Turned out dang good. Better than I ever thought I'd ever look. So anyway, I used that for my avatar. People came out of the walls to start following me. And I was like, "Well, this is pretty amazing." And my daughter was like, "Mom, you are hot." And I said, "Yes, I am. And don't you forget it." So anyway, I've got plenty to tell you about Twitter. And it's going to be fun to do it, but I'm running out of time right now. But maybe that's kind of whet your appetite. And if you do want to go up to Twitter, I'm at SweetNote, and you can follow me. And I'll be talking to you, and I'll be tweeting you, and I'll be RTing you and all that other little catchphrase stuff that we do up there. Okay, y'all have a good day. And this is SweetNote telling you like it is. One more time.